father is only entitled to collect the onus and the fata money if he's toveya the boyo, the ma'anes, before the daughter was bagra. But if bagra, lehispika lamed bedina, should bagra harehin shalatzma, then the money goes to the girl. So the Gemara, that's a Mishnah. So the Gemara added on a brisa on lametes amid aleph. Not only is the din true if lehispika lamed bedina, should bagra, the din is true also lehispika lamed bedina, should nisus. Because Bagris is Moitzi Mishusav and Nisun is Moitzi Mishusav. That's both mentioned in the Mishnah in the end of Nedorim. That once when the girl is Niskacha, so she leaves the Mishusav partially, then you get to her first Nedorim, Hevi Avio Bailam, if you're in the Dera. You need a Shutvi between the Orus and the Ov to be made for Nedorim. But once, and then if the husband divorces her, or if the husband dies, so she returns back to the Mishus Aviyah, Nisrek the Mishus Lav, and the father can be made for the Nedarim all by himself. But once the girl is either Bagra or Nisus, then she leaves completely Mishus Aviyah. So even if the husband divorces her, the husband dies, you don't say Nisrek the Mishus Lav. So the Gemara equates the two. They're both called Saima B'chai Aviyah. The father is still alive, the mother is still alive. We treat it as if she were a Yisayim. I mean, she's not Bishus Aviyah anymore. Father can no longer be Mekabla Kiddushin for her. Father can no longer marry her off. Let's say the girl is a Ketana. He marries her off and she got divorced. So she's Nisus. Nisus. Not just Niskacha. Nisus. She's no longer Bishus Aviyah. He can't marry her off again. She's no longer Bishus Aviyah for any purposes. So the Gemara quoted a Braisa and Lametesim and Alam. That based on the Mishnah, that he speak Alamed B'dinah Shebagra, she leaves completely Mishus Aviyah, so the father has no right to be Tabed or Inesim Efata money. What Denami, the same thing, if Leispik Alam Abdin, Ache Nisus, the same thing. So now Abai adds on one step further, and we the Raman Paskin is like Abai, because the Gemara says, Milsa de Pshita Lal Abai, Nabai Le the Rava. Rava wasn't sure. We Paskin like Rava whenever Rava clearly disagrees with Abai, but if Rava is not sure and Abai is sure, then we Paskin like Abai. That's what the Kes Mishnah says. So Abai says, just like if Bagra or Nisa, she leaves the Rishus Aviyah, what dinami if the girl dies, so she's not Rishus Aviyah. So the father can't be Taveya Diknat. So that's what we paskin like Abai.
Maybe we do paskin like the second Lashon of Rava, and it's just we go Tiko the Chumra with Doraita, and really we'll leave the Mammon where it is, and it's the same thing as Abai. Tiko the Chumra. It's the Doraita.
Could be. Okay, could be that it's a misofik. Navatar is about to happen after Gemina. What if? Tofas. What do you mean, what if Tofas? Emotzin, yeah. Yeah, it means that the Ramam should have written over here, if the father's Tofas, Emotzin, yeah, he didn't write that. No, I don't know if he's Mukhiv to write every time. Okay, could be that it is Batar Sofik. And then if the father would be typhus, he wouldn't have to give it back. Could be. I don't know. It's a good point. Sure. So then the Gemara says, Milsa Pshita Lalabai, Mabai Boy Lele Rabba. What was Rabba's suffix? So Rashi writes on Lametesim and Aleph, he points out there are two versions of what Rabba said. And according to the second version, whatever is Pshita Lalabai was Mabai Lele Rabba. According to the first version, it's not so. Milsa Pshita Lalabai one direction, Pshita Lele Rabba the other direction. Rabba totally disagrees with Lalabai. Why? Abai says if Mesa, so the girl is no longer Bishus Aviyah, just like Lehispik Alamed B'din Ad Shebagra, Lehispik Alamed B'din Ad Shenisis, if Lehispik Alamed B'din Ad Shemesa, Abai says that the father is not entitled to get it all. So Rava says, Milsa de Pshita Labai that direction, Pshita Lede Rava the other direction. If Mesa, the father still is entitled to collect it. So we gave a suggestion why that should be so, okay, whatever. And what did Rava have a suffix? What if after the girl dies, the clock is ticking away and the father doesn't come to be Taveh the Knas until after 6 months pass by, after his daughter's bas mitzvah? The daughter became a gedolah at the age of 12. If the daughter would have been alive, she would have become a begeris at 12 and a half, but she died a month after her bas mitzvah party. So 5 months go by after she's dead, so Rava had a suffix. Well, the yesh beged bekever, ain't beged bekever. The stachat peled is sofik. The pashtus is that when you go over there, you go to the oil of mammoth, the clock is not ticking away. time and space is only for people who are alive in this world. What do you mean? She becomes a bogeris in the kever. Very peladic. That's but the Gemara had another lashon that wasn't the Gemara. That wasn't the suffix of Rava. He had a different suffix. Milsa the pshita labai. That was the suffix where the yesh beger big kever, where the death is the equivalent of bagras. The death is not the equivalent. Abai said, when the girl dies, that's the equivalent of bagras, because when she's dead, she's no longer bishul savia. So Rava had a suffix. Should I say yesh beger big kever? The death of the girl is the equivalent of bagras. Ain beger big kever. Kvura is not the equivalent. That's how Mar Barbashi said. That was his version of where Rava was Masupi. But according to the first version, the suffix only was if the father, the girl died a month after her bas mitzvah. And if the father would go be tovel the ma'anis, he would be able to collect the anis and the fata money. The loik abai, totally not like abai, he said. But Rava's suffix was if he waits another 5 months, he say yesh beger bekever, ain beger bekever. What's the difference? They say yesh beger bekever, so it's like bogra shaloi lo hispik alama b'din al shebogra. Then the din should be knas aliatzma. So maybe I should say it's knas aliatzma, but she's dead, so she can't collect the knas. So I should say no. Maybe her son should collect the knas. Who'd be no happy? The son should collect it. The din is if a person dies, so that says in the chumash ishki omus. So the son gets the Yerusha. If there are no sons, then the son's descendants get the Yerusha. Fine. And there are no sons, then the daughter gets the Yerusha. No descendants, no sons, no daughters, and the father gets the Yerusha. No, if the father's not alive, then the brothers or the brothers get, no brothers, and the sister gets the Yerusha. Fine. All system, it says in the Chumash one. So that's what the Gemara says. If it's a normal case of Onis HaMefata, even if the girl, let's say the girl is still a Naira, the girl is 12 and 4 months old, and she has a child. The Gemara considers such a possibility. Girl's 12 and 4 months old, she's still a Naira for another 2 months, and she has a baby. The Gemara is going to say it doesn't exist, it's impossible. But first thing, Gemara thought that's so. So she's only 12 and 4 months, so the father is entitled to collect the Einis HaMefata money. But if the girl becomes a bogeres, then kanasa liatzma, and the girl is dead already because she died a month after her bas mitzvah, they say the clock keeps on ticking on. You say yesh beger bekever, she becomes a bogeres, and then kanasa liatzma, she's dead, so her children will get the Yerusha. Her son will get it as opposed to the father, because if a person dies, they have a son and they have a father. If the father still if you hold ein beger bekever, Bagrus is not chal, the clock stops ticking. When the person dies, the clock stops ticking, and she can't become a bogeris after she's dead already. Vein beger bekever, so the father is entitled, even if he'll wait 25 years, he'll still be entitled to collect the einis HaMefata money. But if we say, yesh beger bekever, the girl became a bogeris, so it's kanas aliatzma, not the avi, but she's dead, so let the father yarsh, and the answer is no. But if she has a child, if she had a child, then the child, then the son would get the Yerusha. If you're talking, the father gets the Yerusha b'toris atzmai. If the father gets, if you don't say poka'ab, the father gets the Yerusha even 20 years later. But if you say yesh beger bekever, the father should get only b'toris Yerusha from the daughter. But if she has a child, then the child comes first. That's the gist of the Gemara. So the Gemara asked Akasha, the whole thing is impossible. It's ridiculous. A girl cannot have a baby at the age of 12 and 4 months. That's an impossibility. The Gemara says on the top line, Alamatesa, Mima Abra, is that physically possible that the girl is going to become pregnant at such a young age? Vatani Rabbi Bikamede Rab Nachman. Shalosh Nashim Misham says Bimoich. The Gemara says that when a person is Roy Lahoilid, then they become a Godel. So we assume that a Ktana is not Ruya Lahoilin and a Gdoila is Ruya Lahoilin. That's so Tosfos asked the Kasha. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that in the earlier generations they used to have children at a very young age. So how can that be? So they should become Gdoilas at that young age. Tosfos says Anachanami. They became Gdoila at a younger age. If the person is Ruya Lahoilin at a younger age, then become Gdoilas at a younger age.
Some centers that
Some Sefer says that what B'nai Noach, it depends on Seichel, when they develop Seichel.
Right.
But the Gemara says by B'nai Yisrael, it depends on Roy Lahoilet. So the Gemara, Lharga b'yomer mi'imbiz b'chitik kachayin olama. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a drasha, ish meizin emazriya katn, ein meizin emazriya. That a katn is not roi levashel, the shich vazera in his body, that it should be roi lahazriya. But a ish, a bar mitzvah, is meizin emazriya. So if a person is roi lahoilet at a younger age, he should become a gadol at a younger age. And the Doris of Rishonim Teis says they were roi lahoilet at a younger age. So by the Jews, they became gadolim at a younger age. By Bnei Noach, he says it depends on Sechel. They don't have the Shiurim Chat. The Gemara says Shiurim Chatzitz and Mechitz and Halacha L'Moshe Misina. So the Shiur Yud Bei Shana V'Yamechod, Yud Gimah Shana V'Yamechod, that Halacha doesn't apply to Bnei Noach whenever they have Sechel. But yes, what does it depend on Roy Lohilet? So if Roy Lohilet is younger, she should be younger.
Is that Shushab by Shmuel Levi? I'm covering
like it. Right, right.
So is that the age, no?
There's such a Chuvas HaRosh that they quote. Chuvas HaRosh says that included in Halacha Shiurim is Halacha L'Moshe Messina, so Yud Bein Shana V'Yamechad, Yud Gimon Shana V'Yamechad is Halacha L'Moshe Messina. But that doesn't say in the Gemara. That's problematic. According to that Rosh, how does he go with the Tosfos in Sanhedrin? Tosfos said in Sanhedrin, but Doris of Rishonim, they were Roy Lohed at a younger age. They became Gedolim at a younger age. So it's shver to say it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina.
Also, in terms of Gemara and Daf Tes, when it says about David was Bahanes Pasheva,
yeah,
and if she was about, the Midrash says she was less than 13. So Tosfos says that Tosfos was over there, so they were Roy Lahodeh before them. So that therefore would be Aser, otherwise because it would be Pitu Ktana. So then it'd be against that Gemara, otherwise the Rosh.
The one.
If Ones was if you have a if you're Mahanes
Tana,
then Pitu Ktana would be Ones. So then David would be Ktana. You have to assume that Bathsheba was a Gdola, but we say that Bathsheba wasn't actually 12 years old. So Tosfos, some people answer with that, that if you're not Roy Laholi, then if you were Roy Laholi, then you were a Nidon Kigdola.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know,
we got to look in the Gemara.
The Rambam says that Gams depend on Shanim Siman, not just Simanim.
The Rambam says that you need another Rambam says 12 and 13 have an Akhmin and Halakha also, right? By Mufasam of Ish. So isn't the Rashi saying that the Rambam, the Rambam, isn't the Rambam disagreeing with Tosfos? I don't know. The Gemara says that the Simanim come before Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, it doesn't count because it's Shuma B'Alma. Shuma means a growth of hair, like a person has a hair growing on his nose.
Right.
So if the person has Cyrus growing on the Eva Erva at a younger age, Shuma B'Yama, that's not an indication that it's Roy Lahoyle. Usually the Simonim are an indication. Simonim growing on the Eva Erva are an indication that the person is Roy Lahoyle. So if it happens before Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, so the Gemara says Shuma B'Yama. The Rambam, right? The Rambam says that Yud Beis and Yud Gimel is a halacha, even not only Shuma B'Yama. That's Mufal HaSamach L'Yish.
Isn't the Rosh like the Rambam?
Isn't the Rosh? Okay. I mean, that's like Shiurim Halacha L'Moshe Messina.
It's both, need both.
Uh-huh.
So the Rambam probably disagreed with Tosfos.
Could be. I don't know. Okay. So let's concentrate Bizman HaGemara. What did they say Bizman HaGemara? Tana Rabbi B'Kamei de Rav Nachman. He presented a braisa to Rav Nachman. Sholosh Noshim M'Sham Shes M'Mach Elahen K'tan M'Beres Aminika. Why? Why should they have a moch to prevent themselves from becoming pregnant? Ktana shemet tisabe v'tomus, because a ktana is not going to be able to have a healthy. It's not possible that she should give birth to a baby. Muberes shemet taas teyosa ubra sandal. It'll be a suffix akana to the ubra. Manika shemet tigmel asbana. Fine. Yeah. So this is a famous gemara. Shalosh nashim m'sham shes m'mayach. Because there's a suffix sakana, either to the mother or to the baby, because of the suffix sakana. That's why, who's speaking here? The Gemara says, Rab Meir is Dibi Rab Meir, Lechacham Imarim, Achazo Meshamesh is Kedark, Vallechaz Ben Hashemayim Yerach, Mishim Shinema, Shamer Psoim Hashem. What does it mean, Shamer Psoim Hashem? What exactly? And we paskin like Lechachamim. We paskin against Rab Meir, we paskin like Lechachamim. What does it mean, Shamer Psoim Hashem? So the classical poskim, all learn pshat, Moshe Feinstein doesn't accept this. But this is what all the classical poskim learn the pshat and the Gemara. if anything is a real suffix sakana anywhere near 50-50, then you're not allowed to put yourself into a suffix sakana. The Gemara quotes the pasuk, you're not allowed to commit suicide, and you're not allowed to do anything that may be detrimental to your health, even if it's no chashash that you're going to die. It will make you cause you to get sick, you're not allowed to. The Gemara in Brachos quotes the pasuk that the goy quoted to the rabbi. Someone was davening, and the goy started to carry on a conversation with the person who was davening and didn't answer him, because the din is you're only allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. So he says, quote, the Rishami learns it up in the pasuk with the barta bum, that you're allowed to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema, but with the barta bum, in the middle of Shemana Esrei, you're not allowed to be mafsik at all. So this person was davening, and the goy came over. The goy came with a gun, and he started carrying on conversations. So the Jew didn't answer him. So then the goy said, after he finished Shemana Esrei, so the goy said, I could have killed you, but he didn't. So he said, I'm not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. Yeah. If there's a real suffix, if you have a snake climbing on your leg and it's a poisonous snake, then you are mapsik, because nefesh is deicha kalatara kula, even if you're davening middle of Shemana Esrei. But if it's not a poisonous snake, it's just that it's extremely uncomfortable, so then you're not allowed to be mapsik in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. So the goy, when the goy complained to the Jew who was davening, idiot, why didn't you mapsik? Why didn't you greet me? I could have killed you. So the goy quoted the pasuk, v'neshmarta mi'odah nafshei seichel. So some of the Mefarshim of the Gemara say that's a goyish pshat in the pasuk, and the true pshat, if you read the pasuk, has not the goy quoted the pasuk that you're not allowed to do anything that's detrimental to your health. I could have killed you, so you should have been mapsik in the middle of davening. And nishmat meyoda nafshe sechem, keep yourselves alive, because the true pshat in the pasuk, and nishmat meyoda nafshe sechem, ki lo reason kol tmuna biyoyim dibra Hashem imochem bahar choyrev. On the occasion of Maim Hasina, God didn't have a body. So when Nishmat Meyol and Avshasechem goes on Ruchnias, it doesn't go on Gashmias. It doesn't mean at all, take care of your good health. Don't do anything that will be detrimental to your health. I think the Marsha says like that. When you look in the Rambam does quote the Pasuk. When the Rambam quotes the Din, that you're not allowed to do anything detrimental to your health. So the Rambam does quote this Pasuk that the Goy said. Not like the Marsha. So the Rambam assumes that the Goy did say correct.
So where does the Marsha learn?
Probably from the pasuk. He said that's not correct. What the goy said is not correct, because the pasuk goes on not worshiping avodah zarah. Nishmat miyada nafshechem doesn't go on the goof. It goes on the nefesh that you shouldn't sin in worshiping avodah zarah, because at the time of Maimon Hasina, kilai reason called tmuna, and so you shouldn't worship avodah zarah. But the Rambam does quote that pasuk. According to the Marsham, it's understood from the pasuk of in Parshas Noach, Achaz Dimcha L'Nashe Sechem Edrash. You're not allowed to commit suicide. Your good health doesn't belong to you. Your body and your life doesn't belong to you. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anasham is Lihain. It's a Pasuk in Navi. We say Anasham Alach Maguf Shalach. That's based on a Pasuk in Navi. Anasham is Lihain. And we're not allowed to harm the body or the life, because we're not the Balabatim. But you don't have the right to be Mechal on that. Whatever it is, there is such a din. Everybody agrees. Just the pilpul, what is the mocker? So the goy quoted the mocker in the Shmarat Miyodan Abshazechem, and the Rambam quotes the goy's posuk in the Mishnah Torah, and the Masha thinks that that's not the right posuk, it must be a different posuk. There is such a din. So that's where Rameir says, the Gimel Nashem Hashem Shiz Mamech, that they have to be careful. Tosis says, in the name of Rabbein Atam, they mechuyev to min Shamish Mamech. They're not allowed to put themselves into a suffix sakana. It comes the Chachamim Maimim Machazem, Achazem Mishamesh is Kedank of Ailechas. That it's so far-fetched, it's such a far-fetched suffix sakana, nowhere near 50% at all, 1% possibility, 2%, so what's taka the din? Are you allowed to do something that far-fetched chashash sakana? So the Chacham quoted pasuk, Shem epsoim Hashem, what does it mean? So all the classical pasuk, except Rav Moshe, all the classical pasuk for several centuries, they all assume that it all depends on the patient, on this individual person. If he personally is nervous about the suffix sakana, then it's considered a suffix sakana. If he personally is not nervous about it, then it's not called a suffix sakana. So that's what we pass on la'alacha. If it's, let's say, a guy's going to jump off of the Empire State Building, no net on the bottom, and he screams, look, man, no hands. So some are sugar. So that's more than 50-50. So that you're not allowed to do just because he's not nervous. But if it's nowhere near 50-50, it's like 1% or 2% suffix sakana. So then it's up to the person. If he personally is nervous, then you label it as a suffix sakana. You can have two people in the same situation. For the one who's nervous, it's considered a sofek sakana. For the one who's not nervous, it's not considered a sofek sakana. That's what we assume the pshat is.
What does Moshe say?
Moshe has several tshuvas about birth control. So he rejects this pshat. He says he doesn't like that pshat. That it depends whether it's close to 50-50 or not. He has a whole different pshat. But that's all the classical poskim learned like that.
I think we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but didn't we say that with Pikuach Nefesh, Ein Ocha Nacha Rov, so therefore even if it's less than 50% still?
Right. That klal, you don't go Basa Rov, that's if the person is nervous about it. But let's say...
It's not a klal for everyone.
Right. Let's say you have a grown toenail. So once every 20 years they write a piece in the newspaper, a guy died from an ingrown toenail, he got blood poisoning or whatever it was. So a guy has an ingrown toenail Shabbos morning. He's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to go to the hospital. He may die. Yeah, it's one chance in 5 million. People are not nervous about that. If it would have happened in the middle of the week, he would have gone to work. He wouldn't go straight to the hospital if it would be in the middle of the week. See, not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos either. Even though he doesn't have to go to the work on Shabbos, they're not going to dock him from his pay. But he's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because if it would have been in the weekday, he wouldn't have been nervous. He wouldn't have been nervous. He'd be nervous that it's unhealthy and it's painful. But he wouldn't be nervous that there's any chashash safek sakana there. So such a far-fetched safek sakana that normal people are not nervous about, that's not called a safek sakana. If it's a reasonable safek sakana, and some people are nervous, some people are not, so then it depends. For those who are not nervous, then you say Shem Epsayim Hashem. For those people who are nervous, then you don't say Shem Epsayim Hashem. That's how they quote the Chazon Ish Paskin like that, and that's how Chazon Ish said it based on the Chafetz Chaim. He told over a psak from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim once visited the city. Years ago, people used to read the five-volume biography of the Chazon Ish that was called Pe'er Ador. So they have there the story that the Germans, in the middle of the Second World War, the Germans were trying to take control of Eretz Yisrael. And that's when their war campaign started to, that's when they started to lose. So they used to have, sometimes when they were afraid the Germans were going to fly and drop bombs at night, so they didn't have radar, so the only way to identify where the city is, where the people live, is if the lights are on. So they have, they would make a siren noise. Everyone should know you have to turn out the lights. I was a little baby, I remember, in America, they used to have practice air raids. The Germans were nowhere near America. I lived in Pennsylvania. So they would have air raids, and they had to turn out all the lights. So if it would be Friday night, you're not allowed to, because it's only a practice. It wasn't real. But if you wouldn't turn out the lights, then the police would come and give you a penalty. They'd make you pay a fine. So my father, a few times they had air raids on Friday night, but it was only practice. So my father said, I'm an Orthodox rabbi and not allowed to turn out the lights. So sometimes he got away with it and they didn't penalize him. Sometimes he had to pay. Okay. He got no choice. He's not allowed to turn out the lights. But in Eretz Yisrael, it was for real. Because the Germans were dropping, they wanted to drop bombs there. So they asked the Chazon Ish, what's the din if you hear faintly from the distance, you hear a siren going off very far away, is it considered a safek sakana where you are that everyone should be permitted and obligated to turn out the lights on Friday night? So the Chazon Ish told over a psak from the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim, after the First World War, the Chafetz Chaim once visited Lodz for a few hours, and people, balabatim, were coming to ask Eitzis and to ask Shailas of him. So two balabatim came about 2 hours apart, and he asked the exact same Shaila, that they were Shomer Shabbos, and they made ends meet, they made a parnasa, but they didn't have the ability to put away any savings. And if the anti-Semitism was building up, so they wanted to know if it'll be a safek sakana for the Jews to stay in their location, a lodge, they would need money to take a train to run for their lives, and they didn't have any money put away in savings. Is it permissible for them to switch jobs, to take a Chilul Shabbos job, in order to be able to put away money, so in the event that there'd be a serious anti-Semitic Safek Sakana, they'd be able to buy tickets to leave by train, to save their lives. So the Chafetz Chaim asked both of them the same question. Do you personally think that that may save your life? So the first man said he thinks it's a joke. Chavetz Chaim is going to save his life. People are going to kill him, and they're not going to kill him. He doesn't see that it's going to make or break anything over there. So why is he asking? Because his friends told him. His friends told him that he should go get a job to be Mechal Shabbos, but he he doesn't think that that's going to be significant in one way or the other. Chaim said, if you personally are not nervous, then it's not called a suffix sakan. And then the next one, who asked 2 hours later, he asked the same shayla. So the Chafetz Chaim asked him, do you personally think that that can possibly save your life? So he said, yeah, if I have money, I stand a chance, I may be able to buy a ticket on a train and save my life. So the Chafetz Chaim said, then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It's far-fetched, that's it. We're talking about that's what they assume. It's a far-fetched suffix sakana. So whenever there's a far-fetched suffix sakana, but it's not totally unreasonable. If it's totally unreasonable, then you say, no one's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It's Bada Cheshbon, there is a possibility. So for the one who's nervous about that, who thinks that this may save his life, then it's, for him it's called the suffix sakana. For the one who's not so nervous, he's called the pesi. So then you have the pasik, shema psoim Hashem. So that's what the Chazanish said over here. If they hear faintly from a distance, they hear the siren going off in another village. So if anybody can say for the one who's nervous, let him turn out the lights. One who's not nervous, don't turn out the lights. So the other guy's going to get killed because I was a wise guy because I left the night time. So the Chazanish said, if one of the people in this village is nervous, then everybody has to turn out the lights because it's a suffix sakana for the one who is nervous. And that's how all the classical poskim assume. That's the pshat over here. Shem epsoim Hashem. See, here there's a famous machlokes about the Shalosh Nashim Shamshes b'moich. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Yom Hushleim on Yevamos in the first parak has this, that there seems to be a fundamental machlokes to say Rashi and Tosis, when are they using the moich? So Rashi seems to learn that they're using the moich b'shas tashmish. And the moich b'shas tashmish interferes with tashmish kedarka. Now they have better moichs, now they have better things. They don't really, some people say it does interfere, some people say it doesn't interfere. So let's say if the woman uses a diaphragm. So some women claim that it does interfere with the tashmish kedak, they don't have as much anor. Other women say it doesn't interfere at all. So if you're going to use it, in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have any diaphragm, so if you're going to use a moich b'shas tashmish, that's going to interfere with tashmish kedarka. So that's really a problem of Hotzoa Zera Levatola. So Rashi learns that you're talking about a moich b'shas tashmish, so the Gimel Nashim are permitted to use the moich and the other women are prohibited, because it's mamish Hotzoa Zera Levatola. And Tosfos understood that you're talking about a moich lacha tashmish. So moich lacha tashmish is hetagomer. They assume that that doesn't pose a problem about this only if it's not derech tashmish. You can't say whenever one is moitzi zera and is not roi lahoilid, that's an iso. It's always all about tola. Tosfos says, ktana ba'ailin is mutar l'shamesh b'hadayhu, even though it's not called hashchas zera because she can't become pregnant. Ktana da'ailin, let's say muberis. Her husband can't have tashmish with his wife if she's muberis because she can't become muberis with another baby. No, that's tashmish kedarka, so there's no prohibition. The Tosfos thinks that if she's going to use a moich lacha tashmish, shas tashmish, everything was normal. So there's no violation of Hatzor Zalavatol. So what does it mean, Gimel Nashim Misham Shas B'moich? They're mechuyiv. They're mechuyiv too. The other women are not mechuyiv too. The Gimel Nashim are mechuyiv too. The Rashi earlier, 2 dafim earlier, on Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, says that we're talking about a moch la'acha tashmish. I don't think it contradicts what the Yamsha Shlomo said. See, Rashi over here is talking the Gimel Nashim, moch la'acha tashmish is not gonna cover 100%, not gonna be 100% safe for the woman. The Gemara there is talking about that if a woman plans to convert, a woman is mezana, so she's gonna become muberis, she'll lose her whole business. The girl is a prostitute, she'll lose all parnasa, she becomes muberis. So the Gemara says that they're going to be Mishamish B'mach Kadei Shalot Tisaber. That's what she does for a living. She's a prostitute, but she's Orthodox. She's a very religious girl. She's not going to violate the Yisur of Hatzor Zerah Levatola. So she's going to use the Moch L'Achatashmish, as Rashi says. But that's not going to be 100% effective. So Rashi learns over here, Gimon Dashem Shavnach, she wants to have it 100% effective. So Rashi learns she's using the moch b'shas tashmish. So the Gimel Nashim have heter and shat nashim are not allowed to use the moch lacha tashmish. Rashi says everyone is allowed to. And Tosfos learns that it's talking dafka moch b'shas tashmish. It's talking moch lacha tashmish, and Tosfos thinks that's going to solve the whole problem. That's going to be 100% effective. So then they say the Gimel Nashim are mechuyev to use the moch. Everyone else is also permitted to lacha tashmish. There's no problem. Yeah.
Aren't we forced to understand in Rabbein and Tam that he understood that Rashi was talking about after Tashmish? Because Rabbein and Tam in Yavamos from Tosos Kotzer Bein Tam, they say that he also held that before that Bishas Tashmish or before Tashmish is going to be Aser.
Okay.
So if he held that, when he was asking on Rashi, what's the difference between a Katana and Islandis and using it before, there's a clear difference, because before Katana and Islandis, according to him, you'd have the same problem, because a Katana and Islandis is Mutter for him, but beforehand is also Aser. Well, what was he asking on Rashi then?
No, the just asked on Rashi. Rashi says the Gimel Nashim have a heta to Miyam Shabbos Shemach. Other women don't have a heta. So he said, why don't the other women? Why? So he said, he thought you're talking about a moch lachatashmish. Rabbi Natam thought you're talking about a moch lachatashmish. Moch lachatashmish should be heta gomer. Just because the tashmish can't be.
So he did understand Rashi.
He understood Rashi. He's talking about a moch lachatashmish. Okay. So that's what the Yamshas Shemach says. No. Rashi is talking about moch b'shas tashmish. So that's why it's only permissible for these three women, because it does interfere with Tashmish Kedar. He misunderstood Rashi. That's what the Achren, that's what the Yamshan Shlam and the others say. And the previous Rashi is talking about the designer or the woman who plans to convert. They're going to be Mishamish B'moch. They're not worried that it has to be 100% safe. They're going to use a moch lacha Tashmish. They know it's not going to 100% protect them. I'm becoming pregnant.
Well, the Amshashon, that seems to be the re-understood Rashi right there. The re-understood is Kol Shah, that Rashi was talking about before.
Okay, good. So, okay.
How does Rabbeinu Tam understand the Rabbanan? I'm arguing.
How does the Rabbeinu Tam understand the Rabbanan? That they're not Mechuyev. The what? If they want to, they're not mechuyev to be mesham. If they want to, they're mutal l'shamish. Kol anoshim am mutal l'shamish b'moch. Because he learns that it's talking moch lachatashmish. So by the women, that doesn't pose a problem. They did tashmish kedarka, so there's no issa then. The only time there's an issue of hoitzor zelavatol is if the moch is b'shas tashmish and it interferes with tashmish kedarka, because they don't have guf then emin aguf. And that's the lotion that Achren might be aguf. Then I'm in aguf. So that tashmish kedark. So then the campaign is about tzol zera levatol.
So
Konar
Ben Tami, do you mean much in his first tekshol to Konar Rashi? Yes, sir.
According to Rashi, it's also to use a birth control that interferes with tashmish kedarka. So that's what Achrenim say. If you would be talking about a moch la'achat tashmish that didn't interfere with Tashmish Kedarka, Rashi would have also agreed that it's Mutter. He says, it's only Mutter for these three women, everybody else is Aser, because Rashi understood you're talking about the Moch B'Shas Tashmish, which interferes with the Tashmish Kedarka. Rabbi Natam says, we weren't talking, he thought we were talking about a Moch Lacha Tashmish. Moch Lacha Tashmish, Mutter for everybody. Birth control is an issue if it's a Moch B'Shas Tashmish, like they had in the days of the Gemara, then it interferes with Tashmish Kedarka, so then it's an issue of Hoitzor Zera Levatol. The Chazanish points out there's another issue, that one is not permitted to postpone fulfilling a mitzvah. We have the mitzvah Piru Rivya. So before the age of Ben Shmoneh Esri L'Chuppah, before the age of Shmoneh Esri, you're not Mechuyev. Why not Mechuyev? The day the kid becomes by mitzvah, he's Mechuyev to like Tvilin, Mechuyev to say Birchas HaTorah, and Mechuyev to learn Torah. Why isn't he mechuyev to get married right away? So the Beis Shmuel explains on Ebenezer, the first page Aleph Amen Aleph, that the Gemara has an expression in Kiddushin, Rechai Mitzavar v'yasek b'Torah. What do you mean he's going to get married on the day of his bar mitzvah? How's he going to learn? How's he going to support his wife? He has to go make a living. So that's unreasonable. So when the Torah wants us to fulfill Piru Rivya, means not that you should go to a pnuya and have a vlad. One, he should pick out the right girl. He doesn't know whom to marry. At the young age of 13, he doesn't know whom to marry. It's going to interfere with the rest of his life. So within reason, you have to wait till 18. Then it's reasonable to expect of him he should get married and raise a family. So, but let's say at the age of 18, so he didn't find the right girl yet. He's not interested in getting married. So you push him, he says, no, you got to get married before your 19th birthday. Also unreasonable. So then the Gemara talks about what's within reason. So Gemara says in Kiddushin, if a person already reached 20 and he's not married yet, then the Rabban Shalom is angry. Maybe in the days of the Gemara, that was considered normal, that was considered reasonable. They used to get married younger. Today, it's hard to say that that's reasonable. so many things going on in the world. You expect the guy to get married at the age of before the age of 20. You have to get married within reason. The whole shir of Ben Shmanes or the Chuppah, the Ben Shmol says, on the first daf in Emunah, because in the days of the Tanaim, that was considered reasonable. There's a Rashash later into this, Agam Daf Nun, where the Rashash says, on this stira, that all the Rishonim work on the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos says, Ben Shmanes or the Chuppah, then the Gemara Kiddushin says, if a person is 20, and he didn't get married yet, so the Baruch Shalom is angry at him. So which is it? Is it 18 or is it 20? So all the Rishonim say, you should try to get married at the age of 17, 18, and then within that those couple of years. And if you're not married by 20, then it's not, then the Baruch Shalom is angry at you. So the Rashash has a Charifas. He says, the Gemara in Chulin, in the first paragraph, and the Avchav Dalet has a Machloikis. How long does it take to develop a derech halimut? Does it take 3 years or 5 years? Why? Because there's a stir between two psukim. It says the Levim came to do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a stir. One pasuk says the age of 25, one pasuk at the age of 30. So which is it? The Rashi and Chumash says, he quotes the Gemara Chulin, that they started coming to serve as an apprentice. The Levim were divided into two groups. There were Meshorim and there were Shorim, those who locked the gates. There were those who played music and sang. So it took 5 years, they would serve as an apprentice, and then they would know the Malacha, then they would become full-fledged Levim to do Avodas HaLevim at the age of 30. Then there's a Pasuk in, where's the other Pasuk? In Daniel, I think. Then when they went to work in for Melech Bavel, so it took 3 years. They had to take courses in political science for 3 years, and after 3 years they already understood all the politics. And then they would do work for the Melech. So how come over here it takes 5 years to pick up all the technique, 5 years of apprenticeship to know how to do Avodas HaLevim, and there it only takes 3 years? The Gemara says, obviously, the Avodas HaLevim is a little more complicated than the politik. So which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? The Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. If a person was learning in a yeshiva for 3 years and he didn't, he's not yet successful, should we tell him, give up already, go get a job, don't waste your time learning in the kollel, you're not cut out for learning? But he'd say, no, sometimes it takes 5 years to break it. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule. Is the rule, basically, it takes 5 years to do a graduate program, to pick up a technique? And politics is the exception to the rule, that you can learn in 3 years, or no? The 3 years, that's the rule, and Avodas HaLevim is the exception to the rule. So Gemara has a machlokes. How long should a person be learning Beinei Roisim Ibrachet B'Talmudai, and he should give up and realize that he should go to a different field, he should go into a different area? So the Rashash says, the whole reason why the guy doesn't get married at Bar Mitzvah, the Bishmol said, is because Rechaim Mitzavar, the Yasek Batara, is going to have the obligation to support his wife. Rechaim Mitzavar means he's going to have a wife with children, he has to make a Parnasah, they won't be able to learn. So, but once he already picked up a derech on learning, so that's not a problem. So how long does it take to pick up a derech on learning? Does it take 3 years or 5 years? Because the Mishnah says, Ben Chamish leMikra, Ben Eser leMishnah, Ben Chamesh Esri leTalmud. He starts learning Gemara at the age of 15. So how long does it take till he picks up the derech? So if you hold that it takes 3 years, so at the age of 18, he should already get married. He already has 3 years of learning Gemara. He should pick up the derech already. And can already get married, and it won't be a problem. And the other opinion that says 20 is a machloik, that's how the Rashash might say. Maybe it's a machloik is hatanaim, that's identical with the machloik is hatanaim in Chulin, the Avchav Dalet. Maybe the other town holds that it takes 5 years to develop the derech. So then you have until 20. Yeah, if you say like that, then by us, we don't start to learn. We start to learn Gemara at 15. At 15, probably didn't understand anything. You start to, after you go to Eretz Yisrael, then you start to learn Gemara. Till you're 18, 19, whatever. So then you have 5 years after that till you develop a derech. Has to be within reason. This man to get married is within reason. It should fit in with the rest of your life. That's what the Shmuel says on the first page of Eben Ezra. You don't insist that every bar mitzvah bacha should get married today. Has to be within reason. But Kivega has a tshuva where he talks about birth control. So he says there was such a big machlekes in the pasuk, even on Mikradin, I think he writes, even on Mikradin, the Amshon Shleim is right, that a moich b'shas tashmish is only osir if it interferes with tashmish kedarko. And Mach Lacha Tashmish doesn't interfere with Tashkundak, that's Zicha Mutter. And if you have a Mach Bishas Tashmish that doesn't interfere, there should be Mutter Lachal Adeyes. But he says there was so much literature written, you have to try to avoid getting involved. Yeah. So the Chazon Ish writes that one issue is the Hitzor Zera Levatola, Hashkos Azera, that Tosis brings up. Then there's the other issue, postponing fulfillment of a mitzvah. You don't expect of the child who's just bar mitzvah that he should get married and have children right away. It's unreasonable. But let's say a person, he's going to get married at the age of 40. He has plenty of time to get married. So the number one is a concern, Chashin Hashem Ayomus. Chashin Hashem Ayomus. You should never postpone too long. There's a man merubah. You shouldn't postpone too long fulfilling any given mitzvah because they may not live so long. That's the first Mishnah in Yuma. That it says the Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur, so we're afraid his wife may die. Why should his wife die? She's a young girl. She's healthy. Well, she has no sickness. And every Yom Kippur, she's perfectly healthy. So that's a shaila where the chashin ishem ayom. So that's lizman mu'ud, from today till tomorrow. The wife is going to die. She's healthy. The Gemara says, lizman merube, chashin ishem ayom. So that's a shaila. How long is man merube? How much time is man merube? So the Marmshik has, I think, the first tshuva in Chelek Eben Ezra. He talks about this. He quotes Rayas, Zman Merubah is 30 days. You're going to postpone 30 days, then Chashin Hashem Ayomus. He has exactly this shayla. A fellow's learning in a yeshiva, and they suggested a shidduch to him, and it's a nice shidduch, but he feels if he'll learn another five years, he's becoming so successful, then he'll get even a better shidduch. He'll get a knockout shidduch. This is a nice shidduch, but if he's going to learn more, he'll even be better merchandise and he'll get a much better shidduch and they'll take care of him for Sidur Malay. He'll be taken care of for the rest of his life. So he discusses, are you allowed to postpone getting married? So he says to postpone 5 years, that's his Zman Merubah. If you have the option of getting married now, you're not allowed to postpone for 30 days. He brings a riot that Chashin on the Misa, the Zman Merubah is 30 days.
Doesn't the
Rambam
say that you're allowed to get married later?
Yeah, the Gemara says, Lilma Torah, yeah. The Gemara says, yeah, normally you shouldn't postpone, but yeah, to postpone a little bit, yeah, postpone a little bit. Postpone a couple of years.
Don't we see from the
Dharam,
you can wait
if you wait Shalosh Regalim and you didn't bring the korban yet, then you're in violation of the law, Lo Sacha L'Shamay. If you wait Regal Rishon, if you're bringing Korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, if you wait Regal Rishon, then you're in violation of the essay of Osu Shama Ba'Vesem Shama. Whenever you come to be Ola Regal, you should bring the Korbanos with you. On that Regal, yeah. Let's say Bisman said there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Korbanos. Let's say a person pledged to give money to Tzedakah. How soon? He took a pledge on Yom Kippur. How soon does he have to pay off the pledge? Does he have to give Regal Rishon? And maybe it should be Miyad. The Gemara says if they need the tzedakah for Aniyim and Aniyim are here, so right in front of you, then you're over Miyad on the Baal Te'acher. If you have the money now, you have to give the money right away. That's a question. How soon do you have to hurry to fulfill the pledge for tzedakah?
If you say to yourself, for how long you have to delay Puravu, does that mean until, let's say, your wife gives birth, or until you're Osei Kumitzvah? I mean, it's a 9-month difference.
He's going to postpone till he tries to have children.
Till he tries to have children. Plus 9 months until he's really kind.
Okay. So the Maram Shik in his tshuva only talks about Hashina Limsa, this Bam Rube, that's a Hashash Medirabon. But the Chazon Ish talks about on the level of the Raisa. He quotes a Gemara in the first perek in Maseches Moed Katan, where the Mishnah talks about, Rashi and Chumash quotes this, the drasha on the pasuk in Parshas Tazria. It says, "Ubiyom hayroiz boy hanega," and the day that the kohen looks at the nega. So the Tanoim understood from the pasuk, "Yesham shatiroi negam, yesham shatiroi negam." There are some days that you're not supposed to look at the nega tzaras. Kolzman Nega Tzaras is the one and only Tumah that it's not Tumah until the Kohen declares that it's Tumah. Everything else, if the guy went to a funeral, he's Tumah right away. A person became a Nida, Zaba, Zav, a Balkari, becomes a Tumah right away. Nega Tzaras depends on Pesach HaKohen. Kol Zman the Kohen doesn't declare that you're Tumah. The Bayis HaManuga, Kozman the Kohen doesn't declare the Ba'is HaMenuga as Tame, so it remains Tahor. So the Mishnah says, Yesham Shatarainigam, Yesham Shiatarainigam. When is that? So Chas and Shivis HaMe HaMishteh, it's not right that you should, that the Kohen should look at the Nega. He may decide that it's a Nega Tame. He's going to ruin a Shivis HaMe HaMishteh. And the same thing, Berega, a Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, so just like there's a mitzvah of Simchas Chasim Mekala. So you're going to ruin the Simchas Yontif. So you learn out from the Pasuk that then you're allowed to postpone. Why do you have to have a Pasuk that you're allowed to postpone? There's a Chadol Pashut. There's no rush, he's going to live. He'll show the Negatzeras to the Kohen next month. Why does it have to be now? So it would appear from the Gemara, if not for that Pasuk, you wouldn't be permitted to postpone fulfillment of the mitzvah. And if you postpone, even though he's mekayim the mitzvah, he goes to the Kohen a month later. And he does fulfill the mitzvah. Since he could have gone to the Kohen earlier, it's considered as if he was mevatel the mitzvah. Even though lemaisa, he did go to the Kohen. The Kohen said Tome, the Kohen said Tor, whatever it is. Since he could have gone to the Kohen earlier, so it's that constitutes a bitla mitzvah. See, that's the problem. That's so, even leaving out chashina lemisa. The concern with the Rabban Chashin Lemisa Lisvam Ruba. That's really a dim in a Torah. That whenever you have a mitzvah, let's say the kid is bar mitzvah today. He has to listen to Parsha Zohar today. He's going to wait till Shabbos Parsha Zohar, the Shabbos before Purim. He's not going to listen to Parsha Zohar. What about Chashin Lemisa? What about you're not allowed to postpone? I don't know, Chashin Lemisa, I don't know what the answer is. But the other one about postponing, so the Chazanish says, Mustam, you have to divide. It's hard to say. A mitzvah rabbah and a mitzvah zuta. Some mitzvahs are more important than others. Apparently, if it's an important mitzvah, then it's built in, it's self-understood. What it means is you have to hustle, you have to hurry, you have to try to fulfill the mitzvah as soon as possible, as early as possible. And if you postpone, even if ultimately you want to carry the mitzvah, it's considered as if you had a bitla mitzvah. Hashem came by mitzvah zuto, the less important mitzvahs. It's hard. How can you tell which is a mitzvah rabbi, which is a mitzvah? Yeah. Have zorbi mitzvah kala kavachamur. Hashem atay dem atnuschon shal mitzvah. But still, even though the Mishnah says the Pirkei Avos have zorbi mitzvah kala kavachamur, but we say there are some mitzvahs that are more chomer than the others. So that's what the Chazanish suggests. Maybe some mitzvahs are more chomer than the others, like Rias Negoim. Maybe that's understood that you have to do it as soon as possible. You have to see the Rias Negoim. So you need a pasuk to say that because of regel, chas and shivis mea mishnah, because of shivis mea regel, so the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif gives you the right to postpone. But otherwise, you have no right to postpone. You can't just rely, I'm going to go to the Kohen next week. If you have the opportunity to go today, you have to go today. So that's the Chazanish raises such a possibility. The Gemara talks about a person is a chatzi ebed v'chatzi ben chayrin, so he can't get married at all. Lisa shim chene yochol because he's a chatzi ben chayrin. Lisa Yisraeli shene yochol because he's a chatzi ebed. So then the Mishnah says lo tov barola shabbos yitzara. Pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that we should populate the world. So therefore kofen es rabba v'osa ben chayrin. You force the adam that he should free the ebed. So Taisus asks in a few masichtas, why do they quote a pasuk from Yeshaya? Latov baral the Shabbos. They should have quoted a pasuk in Chumash, Puravu, the mitzvah Piravirevi. Why do they have to quote Shabbos? So Taisus has different suggestions. So one of the famous suggestions of Taisus is they wanted to prove that this is a mitzvah rabba. Not stama mitzvah like the other 248 mitzvahs, I say. This is a mitzvah rabba. So they quote, they dug up a pasuk from Yeshaya, I think. The whole tachlis habriya was that people should get married and have children. That's because it's a mitzvah rabba, therefore kofen is rabba, also ben chayrin. So that's what Chazanish's suggestion. Maybe the mitzvah, he raised the possibility, maybe the mitzvah of getting married is a mitzvah rabba, and by mitzvah rabba we would say that you're not allowed to postpone. Then I think he backs down from that, but that's the suggestion that he raises. So postponing, if a person has an option of getting married, it's not really right to postpone the mamshik because chashin lemisa, that's his concern. That's only with the rabbanah. Chashin lemisa is mamruga, and the Chazanish raises this possibility. Maybe by mitzvah rabbi, if it's built into the mitzvah that if you postpone, that constitutes a bitla mitzvah.
Chashin lemisa also depends on the person's age.
should depend 30, on the
yeah,
age. Should be.
13 is one thing.
Yeah.
40 is statistics.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Then the Gemara in Nida, in the beginning of the second parak, has the whole first daf in the second parak talks about the prohibition Nida daf Yud Gimel Tosfos goes about Hashchas Hazer Hatzar Zer Levatol. So the Gemara has different ideas regarding Hatzar Zer Levatol. What's the mocker? So one opinion in the Gemara is that it's a form of Shvichas Damim, that since the Zera Ha'ish could have developed to become a baby, so that's called, and is not, if he does a Derech Tashmish like an Islandis or a Ketana or a Muberes, so that's not an Issa Hetzor Zalavato. Kederech Tashmish is Mutter. But if he doesn't look at the Tashmish, so Hetzor Zalavato, that's considered an Issa of Shvichas Domim. Then the Gemara has another suggestion, not an Issa of Shvichas Domim. It's an Issa of an Issa Essay of Peru Review. That's it. The guy has 25 children. He has a lot of children. But still, if he does Hashchos Hazera, that's considered a bitl of the mitzvah. Even though he has children, considered a bitl of mitzvah, like an Issa Essay. Something like an Issa Essay. It's based on the Pasuk of Peru Revu. Then Imar has a third suggestion that it's a form of Gili Arayis. Even though normally Gili Arayis, you need a Zohar within a Keva. So it's Alevatol, maybe a form of Gila Arayis. What would be the Nafkamina? So one of the Nafkaminas is, does it only apply to men or does it apply to women? Is there an Issa or Hashchos Zera for women? Women are not, there's a Machlek in Satanayim and Yivam is the end of Perek HaBo Yavim, a women Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah Peru Revu. So the accepted opinion is that no. One time in the Mishnah, Rabbi Chaim Abroker says, Al Shneim Ho'em Peru Revu is in the plurals that goes on men and the women. And we don't pass like that. We pass like the Tanah. That Noshim Alad Benois Kibush Ninu. The pasuk has Puruvu Milasaris V'chiv Shuha. V'chiv Shuha means to conquer the world by going to war. So he says Noshim are not drafted into the army. Noshim Alad Benois Kibush Ninu. So the women are not Mechayiv in Puruvu. So if you say that Haitzor Zera Lavatola is a form, has to do with the mitzvah Puruvu, so then it wouldn't apply to women. Women would not be Muzar and Hashchos Hazer. But if you say that it's an Issa of Shvichas Damim, so then it should apply to women. There's such a Tosfos in Sanhedrin where Tosfos discusses Kodat and Torah, the mitzvah Piraviriviya applied to the Nochrim as well. The Rabbanu Shalom told the Torah Marishan, told it to Noach, that was Kodat and Torah. So the Nochrim Kodat and Torah were Mechuyiv on Piraviriviya. Then the Gemara says, after Matan Torah, that's a mitzvah shenemra v'nishnas. It was nemra koyde matan Torah to the Yomus Adam. Then it was nishnas, it was repeated at Har Sinai. So a mitzvah which is nemra koyde matan Torah v'nishnas, but matan Torah only applies to the Bnei Yisrael, doesn't apply to the Nochrim. If you have a mitzvah that was nemra before matan Torah v'loy nishnas, then it applies to both. But if you have a mitzvah nemra v'nishnas, then it changes and it only applies to Bnei Yisrael. The Pashto says that after Matan Torah, the whole nature of the mitzvah changed. Kodem Matan Torah, the goyim were in fulfillment of the mechuyev. The goyim were in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Piruvi by having non-Jewish children. And after Matan Torah, the Magen Mishnah learns Pshat and the Rambam. We spoke about it. The Rambam says, Rambam quotes the Gemara in the Yantva Bo Yevimtoi as a machleg zabiyachan Rish Lokish, whether a gershon is gay b'hayla bani b'nachri Yusa, he had children before he converted. Is he in fulfillment of Piru Revia with the Goyish children that he had from before? So Rish Lakish says, no, Gerush and his guy cut and shenol adam. He's not related to them anymore. So they're not his children, al pidin. He's not Yotzi. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan that he is Yotzi. Even though you say cut and shenol adam, he's Yotzi with the children that he had before. So the Rambam writes, when his guy who banavimo. The Rambam says, we're talking about a case that he and the children both converted. So that's a machlokes achrayim, how to understand the Rambam. So the Vilna Goyen and several other Achrayim, the Beis Shmuel quotes a few Achrayim learn Pshat. Afilu nizgayru habanim imo. If lo nizgayru, for sure he's yotze piru v'rivya. Even though the children are Goyen, but even if he was nizgayru and the children were also nizgayru, even then he's also yotze limitz. That's how the Vilna Goyen and the Beis Shmuel quotes the Maharal Miprag. Others learn Pshat and the Rambam like that. But the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam learns. No, the Rambam understood a svara pshuta. You're not in fulfillment of Piru Rivya if you have non-Jewish children. So the only time Rabbi Yechon, the only time he would say, not Afilu in this guy who Banavima, the only time you Yotze Piririvya with Hoyel Abanim and Ochiyusa is only if this guy Rahu Banavima, if the children also converted. You can't be Yotze the mitzvah with non-Jewish children. Kodemat and Torah, the nature of the mitzvah was just to populate the world, prove who Milos Oretz v'chiv Shua. So you can be Yotze the mitzvah with non-Jewish children. After Matan Torah, everything changed. The mitzvah was Nemra Benishnas. It was given before Matan Torah, was repeated. So only the Israel. So the whole nature of the mitzvah changes. The nature of the mitzvah is to transmit Jewish values to the next generation. And that's said there. Only if the next generation is going to be Jewish, the next generation is going to be Goyim. There won't be a fulfillment of that mitzvah. And that's what the poskim say la'alocha. The Gemara says in the second parak in Sanhedrin, Kal melamed is ben chaver Torah, ma'al alo akosav ki'ilu yelodai. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim on Ebenezer, on page Aleph, on the first page, they said what it means is, let's say a person is unable to have any children, but he adopts a child. So that's a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah, the Piri Rivia, because he transmits Jewish values to the next generation. Or the Pasuk says, Kor ma'ar shem la'sarisim ha'sheh yishmeru l'shab sa'zai, v'acharu ba'sheh chafatz li'machech zikim b'ivrisi. What does that mean? So the Chafetz Chaim says, machech zikim b'ivrisi means they support liman ha'tor. Whoever is sarisim, whoever can't have any children on their own, medically they can't have children, so they should support yeshivas. So malamad is ben chaver ha'torah, malalakasa ki li'lod. That's a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah, piruruvia, that you're teaching Torah to others. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. The Rambam quotes the Gemara, let's say Ben Azai either never got married, the Gemara has two brothers, either never got married, he got married to Rabbi Kiva's daughter and he got divorced right after. So the Rambam says if a person is crazy about learning and he says just he doesn't want to get married, so the Rambam writes, he quotes the Gemara, Ein b'yado ovon. What do you mean, Ein b'yado ovon? What about the mitzvah of Yerivya? Rav Soloveitchik thought that the pshat was, it's a heter for Ben Azai, who was teaching Torah to the public. He was a malamed. He was teaching Torah. So malamed ben chaver Torah malo akasa kili elora. There's a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah per rivya, but partial is not enough. You should really fulfill the mitzvah bishle musa to have your own children and transmit Jewish values Torah to the children. So if he's napsha chashke ba Torah and he really doesn't have any interest at all, he doesn't have any desire to get married. So the Rambam understands from the Gemara, ain't the other avon, because at least it's partially in fulfillment of the mitzvah, because it's being malamed Torah to others. Yes, this is all on the understanding that the nature of the mitzvah changed after Matan Torah. There's a Gemara in the first parak in Brochus. The Gemara says that Chizkiah Melech got sick, and Yishai Novi came to visit him. And he says, you're going to die because you deserve Nisa B'deshama, you're going to die because you never got married. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Piru Rivya. So he responds back to him. So Chizkiya HaMelech responds back that he saw Baruch HaKodesh that if he's going to have children, they'll marry and have children, they'll be over there by the Zohar. So therefore what? Means that you won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. You're only in the mitzvah period of you. If you're Jewish children, you succeed in transmitting Jewish values to the children. So Yishai Navi told them, you're wrong. My demifkedis, what you were instructed, what you were commanded to have children, imuchayev to have the children, your cheshbon is wrong. Question, why is the cheshbon wrong? So the different achrenim have different shatim. You look in the Anyankov over there, the different achrenim have a different shatim. So some say the whole premise of Chizkiah HaMelech was incorrect. There is no such assumption. You're Yotze Piru Rivya, even if your children are not Arab, the Avodah Zarah. You just have to have children. And most of the Achranim assume that it's not so. Most of the Achranim assume what Chizkiah HaMelech said was correct. After Matan Torah, the whole nature of the mitzvah changed. And you're only Yotze the mitzvah. The mitzvah is no longer just to populate the world. Milus Oretz. Mitzvah is to transmit Yiddishkeit. Transmit Yiddish values to the next generation, but he was wrong because his Ruach HaKodesh was cockeyed, because the truth of the matter was that his son, who was the son of Menashe, Obed Avodah Zarah, was Chayza B'tshuva B'Sof Yomav, so he will succeed in transmitting Jewish values to his son. That's one pshat that Achranim give. Other Achranim say a different pshat, you're not allowed to pass Kenshailas based on Ruach HaKodesh. That's what we discussed last week. That the Ramon, the Chuva writes, Hashav Eshin Sinshki Navihu, he's a Navi, so he'll know that she wasn't Zinsa, that his wife wasn't Zinsa. That's a question. Others debate that point. Are you allowed to Paskin Shilas based on Ruach HaKodesh? Maybe if the Ruach HaKodesh is on what the Metzias is, that's what many suggest. Tzvi Yishchayis has like that. If the Ruach HaKodesh is just to ascertain what the facts are, like Yehimunach HaChiyavel, and oh, so your Navi is going to come in and tell you the facts. Who the Aveda belongs to, who's the rightful owner. So maybe to rely on the Lord, to rely on Ruach HaKodesh to ascertain facts, he may. That the Ruach HaKodesh should tell you what the din is, that not. That's Lo B'Hashem Ayvi. So there are many Achrayim hold that what Chizkiyahu HaMelech said really was correct. The Cheshbon was correct. That was a shadow, let's say you live under the communists. You know it's impossible, you'll have children, it's impossible to educate them that they should be Shomrei Torah Mitzvos. Are you really mechuyev to have peer review if you know the children will be atheists? So communism could collapse. Who dreamt of that? Communism could collapse, and maybe that's a possibility. Or there were people who did educate their children under the communists. They did educate. It was very hard. So that's a question. Let's say you know, but derech hateva, it's impossible to transmit Jewish values to your children. Is it still a mitzvah peer review? Yeah. If you know that they will not succeed in transmitting Jewish values to them. So that's a shaila. Yes.
Are we assuming that there is a chiyuv for going to have peer review? So how come it's not nimna in Sheva Mitzvah?
Up until Matan Torah, there was a chiyuv.
So how come that wasn't in Sheva Mitzvah? We don't count for the Sheva Mitzvah at all.
The Gemara says, up until Matan Torah, they were mechuyev, yeah. Why isn't it mentioned? Maybe the list only includes those that are Doris. Tosis, the Gemara talks about, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Sugya of Mitzvahs Ben Enach, Gemara says the list only includes those things that are Isurim. It doesn't include things that are Mitzvahs. So Tosis has a kasha there about that. Giranasha was what?
Giranasha was Mishnah. It wasn't
the
first Sinai.
It was Nitin Kavay Nanas. Yeah. But
only Mitzvah.
We assume that Piri Rebbe was also Nemra Vinishness, and therefore it only applies to B'nai Yisrael. Koda Matan Torah did apply to the Umas Oilam. So Taisus there in Sanhedrin, that's how it starts.
What would be Mishnah?
No, it's Nemra, only the Jews. It's counterintuitive, but that's what the Gemara says. If Nemra v'loi Nishnas, then it applies to both. Nemra v'nishnas only applies to the Jews. It doesn't apply. So Pira v'rivi was Nemra v'nishnas. It only applies to the Jews. After Matan Torah. Koda Matan Torah did apply to the Yomasarim. So Tosfos there has a comment, because the Gemara says that the list of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enayach is only listing off those things that are Isurim.
To set up courts is not a mitzvah.
That's a different question. What does Dina mean? That's a different question. But the Gemara says the Sheva Mitzvah Azarasam Zui Misasam. So the Gemara says we're only listing off those things that are Isurim. So Tosfos has a kasha talking about Piru Rivya. Even if the goyim were mitzvah, that was an essay. That wasn't the lois essay. The Gemara asked the kasha, "Lahari piri of the rivyon." She never let bein anoyach, but atem kruv of nishnas b'sinai. Lisa never v'loy let bein anoyach. The Gemara asked that kasha.
Where is that?
That is on Nun Tes on the base in Sanhedrin. So the top Tosfos, I remember when we learned the Rav Soloveitchik Shir, he asked this question on a Pchina. To say over the Tosfos. So the Gemara says earlier, on the Chesan base, at the list of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, Kum Ve'asei Loi Kohoshiv. The list only has Lavim, it doesn't have Mitzvahs. So just because Piri Rivya, how can you prove from the fact that Piri Rivya is not mentioned in the list, that the Nochrim are not mechuyev in Piri Rivya? It doesn't belong in the list anyway, because it's a mitzvah saseh. So Tosfos says, "V'yesh loyma d'shevi al tasei namihu." If the goyim were mitzuva now on Pirei Rivya, there would be an iser involved. The mishum mitzuva Pirei Rivya mitzuva shelo lahashchizera. Tosfos assumes here the same premise they have in our Tosfos, that even though the Gemara in Nida Daf Yud Gimel has three drushes, what is the basis of the prohibition of hashchos hazera? So one says it's a form of shvichas damim, and one says that it's a form of gilui arayis. But Tosfos assumes that the main drusha is that it's an isa essay of kru revu, and that's why Tosfos assumes that if the goyim would still be mitzuvah bizman hazer on Pirei Rivya, then they would have an isa of hashchos hazera. So since the goyim today are no longer mitzvah period, so they don't have an iser hashchos hazera. There's some psychological treatments. People have certain mishigasim, so the psychologist sometimes treated by telling the person to be mashchazera. They feel that this sometimes helps. So is that permissible for a Jew to recommend this to a nochri? So according to Tosfos, it's permissible. That since the Bnei Noach Bizman Hazer no longer mitzuvah in Pirei Rivya, so the Hashchas Hazer is only anisa essay of the din of Pirei Rivya. That's what our Tosfos assumes. That Noshim Labanos Hagoshen Ninu, that's the Gemara Nida and Daf Yud Gimel, means that Noshim don't have the Isur of Hashchas Hazer, because since the women are not Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Pirei Rivya, so Mimela they don't have a violation of Hashchas Hazer. That's only if you should assume the Gemara there in Nida, Daf Yud Gimel, had three different drushes. What is Hashchas Hazera based on? Is it based on Bitla Mitzvah and Isar Esa Pirei Rivya? Or is it based on a form of Shvichas Damim? If it's Shvichas Damim, so it applies to the Nochim and applies to the women. Or if it's based on some form of Gilei Arayis, so it should also apply to the Nochim and to the women. So Tosfos seems to be assuming that the Ikar is the one drusha, that it's connected with Peru Revu. So whoever doesn't have the mitzvah Peru Revu, either Nochrim or Noshim, doesn't have the prohibition of Hashchos Hazer. The Shlom Melech has a whole essay about this on the Rambam. And the Rambam quotes all the dinim, Hashem mitzvahs ben enoch, in the Yad of Hilchos Malachim. So he discusses this. How did Tosfos decide that it's only Peru Revu? Maybe it's the other two drushes, that it's a form of Shvichas Damim, or it's a form of Gilei Arayis.
Then the Melech has the Hashmi should be also for the women too.
If it will be a form of Shvichas Damim,
yeah,
then it should have been also, yeah. Even a Moch L'Achatash should have been also, yeah.
So it's also told that if a man has a boy and a girl, he's already Yotze Peruvu, there's no Hashkashas there anymore?
No. The Pashta says that it doesn't mean that it's a Bitla Mitzvah. It means it's like an Iser essay. Even if he has many children, he has sons and daughters, has everything, it's like an Iser essay. Included in Peru Revu is that he's not allowed to be Mashchazer, even though he has fulfilled the mitzvah already. It's a separate. It's not simply Bitla mitzvah of Peru Revu. Let's say a guy is single, so he's not prepared to have any children yet. He has to marry a girl first. So this still is a din. A guy's married, has a lot of children, it's still a din of Hashchos Hazer. Still a din of Hashchos Hazer. Chiddush does. The Mishnah Melech discusses that. How did Tosfos know to assume like that? He quotes other Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. The Ramban disagrees with Tosfos. He says that Hashchas Hazera is a form of Shvichas Damim, so it applies to Noshim and applies to Bnei Noach also. It's not connected dafka with the Peru Revu. Other Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. Yeah.
We said nafka mina though for women to do it. Most of the Achronim Paskin don't.
The what?
Said that not if we say it's about Peru
Revu, right,
then the women aren't chayav in it. But most of the Afronim say that there's the Ramad that says that they would be, but there is.
I mean, they disagree with the Tosfos. They follow right. The Ramban, disagrees with the Tosfos. Okay, Ramban, I guess. This is the Rabbi Natam holds that Hashchas Hazer is only a branch of Peru Revu, doesn't apply to Noshim, and doesn't apply to Nochim. That's the Tosfos there and the Tosfos here. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Nuntes, and the Tosfos here. And the other Rishonim and Nida, Daf Yud Gimel, disagree with the Tosfos. Yeah.
Well, what's the heter of Derech Tashmish? The Mesir still looks at Zer Levatola. There's no difference. You go after the end result.
Tosfos says Levatola means Shalom Derech Tashmish. It doesn't mean not for the purpose of becoming pregnant. You can't say that it's also Beishta Muberes. Also the Ishto Islanus, a skena. The woman is she doesn't have any period anymore, so she can't be pregnant, so it's also for the husband to have tashmish with his wife. So that's what Tosfos says, an islanus and a skena, and a ktanan and muberis, if it's derech tashmish, it's mutar. Levatol min shalo be derech tashmish. That's Rab Chaim Moshe was of the opinion that if you use a condom, that's called derech tashmish, because the loshen that achrenim have is aguf nenim and aguf. So Rab Moshe didn't like that. Rab Moshe says he doesn't think that that has been accepted.
Is it history of the rice of these extensions?
That's, you look in Eben Ezra when they quote, the beginning of Eben Ezra, when they quote this, so some achrenim say that the simple reading of the Gemara is that it's a real isa deraisa. And other achrenim think that other achrenim write that Rov HaPoskim hold that it's only Rabbanan. I don't know who they're referring to, the Rov HaPoskim. The simple reading of the Gemara is that you're really dealing with an Issa Deraisa. The Gemara there on Daf Yud Gimel and Nida says the Mabul was Kihishchis Kalbosa is dark al Haaretz. The Gemara says it was because of Hashchos Hazera. That's what the Ramban asks on Tosfos Akan to say that Hashchos Hazera is a branch of Pruravu. So why was there a Mabul? So why were they punished because of Hashchos Hazera? So the Achreinim to the Mishlam Melech has this long essay in Hilchos Malachim. He says no, but Kodem Matan Torah the Bnei Nerach were mechuyev in Piriv Rivia. Just changed after Matan Torah, so the Mabul was Kodem Matan Torah. So he says apparently the kasha of the Rishonim of the Ramban's kasha against Tosfos was why did the women die in the Mabul? Why did the women die in the Mabul? Even if you say Bnei Nerach are mechuyev in Pruravu Kodem Matan Torah, but the women were not mechuyev. Because Noshim Labanos Kibush Nina, you can't say Pruravu Milos Arts V'chib Shua. So if the women were not mechuyev, why did they die in the Mabul? So it's a right that it's Ramban's argument. It's a right that it's not just part of the mitzvah Pruravu, it's a form of Shvichas Damim. That's the Ramban's Taina. So the simple reading of all the Gemara and all the discussion of Rishonim that it is a din deraisa. That's the poshut pshat. I don't know, on the side of the Eben Ezra, some of the item right there, that that's Rov HaPoskim, is that it's only the Rabban. I don't know who the Rov HaPoskim are. Anyway, so what did the Gemara quote all this for? The Gemara said this is physically impossible. They have the suffix that the girl died a month, someone was ma'anis, the girl, right after her bas mitzvah. Then the girl died a month later, at 12 in a month. And then the father waits. The girl died, so Rabbah holds the father can still collect onus of mefata money. Abai says no. We pass like Abai. When she dies, she's not b'shu savir, not b'shu savir, like Bogra. So if she dies, she's not b'shu savir. So the father has no right to collect. So Rabbah in the first lashon holds no. The father still has the right to collect. He just had a suffix. Whether the clock keeps on ticking on and the girl becomes a bogeris, so when it comes the day on the calendar that 6 months after her bas mitzvah, so maybe now, yesh bege bekever, maybe now the father has no right to collect. So what's the din? So, lo hispik olam din ad shebogro. So the Mishnah says, knosa liatzma. Yeah, but she's dead, so what's going to be knosa? So the father yarshins. So it's the same thing, so the father's going to yarshin. Mora says, no, if she has a bane, so the bane will yarshin. If you have a person dies, he has father still alive and has children, so the children get, as opposed to the father. Children get. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's physically impossible. A girl dies at the age of 12 in a month, she's going to have children. When she's a ketana, she can't become a ketana shemet tesabe v'toma. She's going to die. The baby's going to die. It's impossible. It's not going to happen. And so the whole thing is impossible. So it cannot be. So the Gemara says, okay, we're going to have to touch it up a little bit. Now what the suffix was, do you say, ein bega bekever, the father still collects the knas, and it's a mefata money, ein bega bekever. Misa, he doesn't agree with Abai, according to the first version of Rava. He doesn't agree with Abai that Misa is already, she left the Rishus Aviyah. So should I say ein bega bekever, so the father's still entitled? I should say yesh bega bekever, so poka up, so the father does get. No one's going to get. No one's going to get. Not that. There is no son. No one's going to get poka up. Shein. Why? So that's where Rashi asked the kasha and lamatesa merala. Someone mentioned last week. Why should it be poka ha'av? So it should be knosa liatzma, and then when she becomes a bogeris, it's lahispik lama v'dinat shebogra knosa liatzma, and she's not alive. So the father should get the Yerusha. Why doesn't the father get the Yerusha? So Rashi answers, Amar Tesem and Amar, because Ein Amarish Knas Lebanav. Where did Rashi get that Eintral from? Where did he get such a vort? So Taisvis, and this gigantic Taisvis on Lamed Ches on the base, so it says that's the beginning of the next Perek. The Gemara says like that, the Kamon Mem Beis on the base, Perek begins on Mem Aleph on the base, so that's on Mem Beis on the base, the Gemara has such a lotion. Ein Ona Marish Knas Lebanav. Right. So that's why Rashi on Lamed Tesem and Aleph is alluding to that Gemara. Ein Ona Marish Knas Lebanav. So that's a problem. Is there really such a din? Ein on Marish Knas Lebanav. So Tosfos says, how do you read the Gemara here? What was the original version of the suffix? Initially, the last 2.5 lines on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Initially, the Gemara thought that the girl who died at 12 in a month can have a boy, she can have a little baby child. And that child is going to yarshin her, whatever asset she had, the son, if it's a toss-up, whether the son yarshin, so the father yarshin, so the Yotze Chalotzva, Koidman, the children yarshin, even though the father's still alive. The grandfather's alive, the grandchildren are alive, and the middle generation died. So children get, not the father. If they're no descendants, then the father gets. If they're children, the children get. So Taisus says to Kasha, according to what the Gemara thought originally, that the Naira, who died at the age of 12 and a month, can have a baby boy, and the baby boy will yarshin. So Taisus says, what is it going to yarshin? You just said, you said on Lama Tesam and Allah. Rashi said, Ein on Marish Knas Lebanav. So how can the son yarshin? So the Bala Taisva says the Gemara is talking about boishes of gam. They can't be talking about the knas because they didn't marish knas lebonov unless there was a hamada bedin b'chai ha'aba b'na. There was no hamada bedin over here. So it must be that you're talking only about the boishes of gam. Then the Re gets stuck with the Gemara in Bava Kama. That's the whole gist of the Taisva. The Gemara in Bava Kama. And Dafayin Aleph on the base, but the Gemara seems to be assuming that the Knas does go be Yerusha, even though there was no Hamada B'din. So the Reis gives you a chilek. He says the Gemara meant to say there was no Hamada B'din. They didn't say Tzeitendla, the 2 degrees, the 2 levels of Hamada B'din. One Sanhedrin has in the first Perek, in the Sugya of Pshara. So the Gemara says the first level of a Gemara Din, they say Ishplani Ata Zaki, Ishplani Ata Chayim. And then they say the second level is they say tenloy. So the Gemara in Bava Kama must be talking. It was lacha hamoda bedin. They had the Gemara din was ishplani at the zakeh ishplani at the chayim. So there was a Gemara din. If the Gemara din, you no longer say moda beknas potter. It's treated like mammon. But they didn't say tenloy. So that's relevant there in Bava Kama. So this is there's an issue of Chamisha Boker. There was a Machloikis Amaroim, whether when you have to pay Chamisha Boker by Tovach HaMachar, at Shor Basen, they say Chamisha Boker, but not Chamisha Chatzoi Boker, Chamisha Boker, but Filo Chatzoi Boker. So according to that opinion, Chamisha Boker, but not Chamisha Chatzoi Boker, it's either all or nothing. So then, what kind of a din is that? Chamisha Boker, but not Chamisha Chatzoi Boker. That's a din in Tashlumen, that it's not meaningful to pay Chamisha Chatzoi Boker, or it's a din in Gmar Din. A Bezin can't make a Gmar Din that the guy has to pay Chamisha Chatzoi Boker. So if it's a din, so the Re, Bala Taisis holds that Chamisha Chatzoi Boker, we pass Chamisha, Afila Chamisha Chatzoi Boker, it doesn't pose a problem. But according to the Havamina, the Gemara says, that yes, one of the Chachamim, so the first day he said Chamisha Boker, Bala Chamisha Chatzoi Boker, then he went to sleep, he dreamt about it at night, and he woke up the next morning. He says, "I made a mistake. Yesterday the din is chamisha boker, la'afilu chamisha chatzoi boker." That's what Tosfos quotes the Gemara. But Tzafra, the next morning, he backed out from what he said the night before. So according to the Havamina of the Gemara, that there was a din chamisha boker, but la chamisha chatzoi boker. So the Re Bala Tosfos said that's not a din in Gemara din. That's a din in Tashlumen. That's a din in Tashlumen. There's no Tashlumen of chatzoi boker. That's what the Gemara said. The only way to solve that problem is if there had been a Gemara din, not just Ishplani Ata Zakai. No, you have to have Tzei Tenloi. When the Besen says Tzei Tenloi, it's considered as if they already did the Tashlum. Since Besen has a power of Hefke, Besen Hefke, Besen can take my jack and declare that it belongs to you. They can take your jack and declare that it belongs to me. So Besen just says Ishplani Ata Zakai, Ishplani Ata Chaim. That's a Gemara din. So then all the Marish Knas of the Bonim is no longer a Knas. But in order to solve the problem, Chamisha Boker, according to the Havamina, the way the Amara thought originally, his first Mahadura, that there is a din chamisha bakar v'alei chamisha chatzai bakar, so that can only be solved, that issue can only be resolved if Besdin made the full gemar din. They said, say ten loy, that's considered as if they already did a tashlumin. That's what the Ri has, a whole fantastic. The Ri insists that the Gemara Amnem Aleph on the base is lahalacha. Is it Mem base on the base? Ein amarish knas lebanon. And the Gemara here talks about the girl being marish to her son. That's not on the knas. That must be talking about boishes of kam. And the whole sugya in Bava Kama is beferish. They're talking about Yerusha and knas. He says, no, the whole Gemara goes after Gemara Din. No, but the Gemara said beferish. After Gemara Din, there's no issue of chatzoi bakar. He says, no, there are two Gemara Dins. The Gemara Din of Yishploni Ata Zakai, that's a Gemara Din. And after Gemara Din, that's not called knas. That Gemara says, after Gemara Din, you solve the problem of chatzoi bakar, because he holds chatzoi bakar as a chisarn and a tashlumen. And when Bezin says, say 10 law, it's considered as if they already took the money and they gave it, as if the tashlumen already took effect. And the Ri Alovan, the Baal HaTosfos, they're not sure exactly why he's called the Ri Alovan. Either he had white hair, or he came from white Russia. There's something white. Or he came there, he lived near a river that was white, bubbling over. They're not sure exactly why it was called. There's a separate sefer, Tosfos Ri Alovan, on Ksuvus. Every so often he has a famous piece. That's usually quoted by the Shittim Kobetz. Once in a while, Tosfos quotes. There's a Rialovan on Yuma also. So the Rialovan denies the whole thing. There never was such a din. He says the simple reading of our Gemara, Lamed Chesan and Beis, the Beno Havi, is that it does go to the son. There is Yerusha and Knas, and that's a simple reading of the Gemara in Baba Kama Dafai and Ayin Aleph and Beis, that there is Yerusha and Knas. Whatever Schus Mom and the father had goes over to be Yerusha to the children. I think Gemara says beferish men base on the base eight amarish knas lebanam. No, nechtigatog. The Gemara there is talking about a special case. They're talking about shuas hapikaden. It says in shuas hapikaden is otherwise known as asham gzelus. The six ashamas in Azam Kaima. So one of them is asham gzelus means if I swear falsely that I don't owe you money, and then I admit that I swore falsely and I was trying to cheat you the money. So then I have to pay Kerem V'chaymesh, I have to add on a Chaymesh, 25% more. And then I have to bring Hashem Gzeilus. Only if he swore falsely. So the Pasuk says, V'kichesh b'amisa, v'pikod no b'sistuyam b'siyar, v'gozol o'ashek z'amisa, the end of Parshas Vayikra. So v'kichesh b'amisa means he swore falsely. If he would have admitted, he would have paid. And he denies it, and he swears falsely. So what if it would have been an issue of Knas? And if he would have admitted, he wouldn't have to pay. Moedib Knas is Potter. So knas is not included. There's no din of Hashem Gzeilos if it's knas, because likerina be v'kichesh b'amisa. V'kichesh means because he denies that he owes the money, and then he goes and he swears. That's why he's mafsid the other guy. If he would have admitted that he owes the money, he would have paid it. So that can't apply to knas. So then the Rialovin says that's all the Gemara talks over there. Ein amarish knas lebanav just means if the father I owe the money to the father, I owe the knas. And then the father dies, then it goes b'yerusha to the Yorshim. It goes b'yerusha to the Yorshim. But it's by the Yorshim, when the father died, and the Yorshim had a right to collect, it started off also as knas. If there had been a gemar din mechai ho'av, and then the father dies, then it starts off as mamon by the Yorshim. Then it would be a din of shvus hapikod, of Hashem Gzeilus. But since the father died, einan marish knas lebanav is only vis-a-vis Hashem Gzeilus. The knas does go b'yerusha. But if when the father died, it was still knas, it goes b'yerusha to the children. But since tchilas a knas, it's not loikirin and v'kichesh b'amisa. He says there never was such a, the Gemara never said it, it was a misreading of the Gemara. Rashi, on Lamentesim and Aleph, says, Ein amarish knas lebanav, he says the Rashi is wrong. There never was such a Gemara. Gemara just means, Ein amarish knas lebanav with respect to shvos hapikod. There's no din of Hashem Gzeilus. So the Gemara, but the Kama is not shver, and our Gemara is not shver. Shain. He said then the Gemara, Lamentesim and Aleph is shver. The Gemara says, should I say Yesh Bega Bekever Upoka Av? It can't be Yesh Bega Bekever and her children Yarshin as opposed to the father. There are no children. The girl can't have a baby, can't survive, she can't have a baby the age of before 9 months after she's 12 months old, 12 years old. So the Gemara says, no, should I say Yesh Bega Bekever Upoka Av? The father has no right to collect it. So Rashi asks, why doesn't the father have the right to collect it? The daughter died, the father should get birusha from the daughter. So Rashi answers, if the father gets birusha from the daughter, ain't an amarish knas lebanim. But the real Lavan says there never was such a rule. So why doesn't the father yarshin? So he says differently. Mamon only goes birusha if the morish once had the ability to collect the mamon. She can never collect the mamon. Kol shman she was alive, the father collects the mamon. Then she died, and she's still a naira. So the first 4 months, the first 5 months after she died, father's still entitled to collect. Now he's going to say, beggar the giver, when she reaches the age of 12 and a half, now she becomes a bogeres, and now it goes birusha to the father. She's now entitled. Now she got birusha to the father. So he said, how can it go birusha? She never had the right to collect it while she was alive. She would never have. That's what the real Lavan says. That the reason why Upoka Av, Rashi's Kasha, why don't you say the father should yarshin from the daughter? No, the daughter never had the right to collect it. It's not shaykh to go birusha if the Morish never had the ability to collect it. So he rips apart the Ri Alovin, is totally 100% the opposite from the Ri. The Ri understood the Gemara Membeis the same way Rashi did. In our Morish Knas Labanim. Knas doesn't go birusha to the children. And the Ri Alovin says there is no such thing. It does go birusha, and the Gemara here is to be read Kipshuto, Alamed Chesam Beis, the Bino Habi, the son Yarshin, the Gemara of Kamada Fayin Aleph is Kipshuto. And over here, Pokab is a different reason, because it doesn't go birusha, because the Marish never had the right, never had the ability to collect it himself. And then they're arguing also, another machlok is what's the chisorin of. We pass on Allah, there is no such chisorin. That was the Havamina that the Amora thought before he slept on it. And then when he woke up the next morning, the Tzafra, he said, no, what I said yesterday is not true. The din is chamisha boka, afil chamisha chatzoi boka. But according to the Havamina, what he thought the night before, that chamisha boka, v'lo chamisha chatzoi boka, what is that a chisorin of? So the Re Balatesis came up, his fantastic shilta. This is unbelievable. The Re, two Gemara Dins, say ten lachai matalit lachai, came up with a whole fantastic. This is always the derech of the Baliatosis. When there are stiris in Gemara, so a lot of times the Chachmi Svar will say, it's achlekes hasugya, it's unfartig. That the Tosis in Bava Kama says, about Eidon Amarish Knas Labon, achlekes hamaroim, and the other Amarim disagree. And the Re, Baliatosis says, no, it puts everything all together, comes up with a fantastic shtikal Torah. It's unbelievable, the binyan that he came. So he, in his pshat, he's saying that Tzei Ten Lo is considered Tashlumen. Chai Vatalit Ten Lo is Gmar Din. And Tzei Ten Lo is considered as if the Bezn made the Tashlumen, because they have the power of Efke, Bezn Efke. So the Chisorin, according to the Havamina, there was such a din. Chisorin Chamisha Boka, Vala Chamisha Chatzoi Boka, was a Chisorin in Tashlumen. You can't make such a Tashlumen. And the other Baliatesis say the whole thing is wrong. Tzei Ish Ploni Atachayv is not a Gemar Din. You're close to the Gemar Din. It's not a Gemar Din till the Bezin says Tzei Tenla. And the Din of Chamisha Chatzai Boker, according to the Havminet, that there was such a Din, was Aloch in Gemar Din. The Bezin has the right to make a Gemar Din on a Chatzai Boker. But it's not a Din in Tashlum. They never thought it was a Din in Tashlum. So these are all the different points involved here. This fundamental machleks in the Re and the Re Aloch. Okay. Lineta, tomorrow I'd like to start for the next Mishnah. Good.
Is there anyone interested in that?
Hello, Ani. I'll do that later.